यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिपयावचार्य अष्टोत्तर सहस्र श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिपयावचार्य अष्टोत्तर सहस्र श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव विंद की जय गंधराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग हरे कृष्णा आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स एंड प्रेयर्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू एड्रेस एग्जॉल्टेड असेंबली ऑफ वैष्णवास But whatever I have heard from my Guru Maharaj, my counselors, senior Vaishnavas, I would try to present. If there is any good thing you find in the class, the credit is all theirs. If there is anything wrong, please help me and correct me. Thank you. So we are reading today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 5, Chapter entitled Final Instruction to Parikshit Maharaj, Text 3. Na bhavishyasi bhutva tvam putra pautra di rupavan vijankurava dehade व्यत्रिक्तो यथनालः न भविष्यसि भूत्वा त्वं पुत्र पौत्रादि रूपवान् बीजंकुराव देहादे व्यत्रिक्तो यथनालः न भविष्यसि भूत्वा त्वं पुत्र पौत्रादि रूपवान् बीजंकुराव देहादे व्यत्रिक्तो यथनालः. न भविष्यसि भूत्वा त्वं पुत्र पौत्रादि रूपवान् बीजंकुरावद देहादेर व्यत्रिक्तो यथनालः. न भविष्यसि भूत्वा त्वं पुत्र पौत्रादि रूपवान् बीजंकुरावद देहादे व्यत्रिक्तो यथनालः. न भविष्यसि भूत्वा त्वं पुत्र पौत्रादि रूपवान् बीजंकुरावद देहादे व्यत्रिक्तो यथनालः. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. First we'll go forward toward meaning. Na bhavishyasi, you will not come into being. Bhutva, becoming. Tvam, you. Putra, of children. Pautra, grandchildren. Adi, and so on. Rupavan, assuming the forms. Bija, the seed. Ankura, the sprout. Vat, like. Dehade, from the material body and its paraphernalia. Vyatrikataha, distinct. Yatha, as. Analaha, the fire from the wood. Translation: you will not take birth again in the form of your sons and grandsons, like a sprout taking birth from a seed and then generating a new seed. Rather, you are entirely distinct from the material body and its paraphernalia, in the same way that fire is distinct from its fuel. Purport: sometimes one dreams of being reborn as a son of one's son, in the hope of perpetually remaining in the same material family. As stated in the Shruti Mantra, Pati Putena Pitramam Yoni Yonao, a father has a father in his son, because he may take birth as his own grandson. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is spiritual liberation and not the foolish prolonging of the illusion of bodily identification. That is clearly stated in this verse. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओम विष्णे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमा ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So this chapter is entitled The Final Instructions to Parikshit Maharaj. So as you all are aware, the life of Parikshit Maharaj, how he was saved in the womb of Mother Uttara by Krishna, and that is how he was during the birth he was saved by Krishna, and now is the time that he has to leave the planet. And even this time, Lord Krishna has arranged a pastime in such a way that Parikshit Maharaj benefits by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from the lotus lips of Sukadeva Goswami. So Krishna enacted this pastime using Parikshit Maharaj to give the world the most important and valuable gift of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that when Krishna was about to leave the planet, he inspired or he enacted this pastime where Vyasadeva was not satisfied with the various compilations of the Vedas and so many other literature he had done. So he was not feeling satisfied. So Narad Muni then comes, and through Narad Muni, Krishna inspired Vyasadeva to write the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when this Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, now Sukadeva Goswami is the, his name itself shows that Sukha, he is the parrot of Srimati Radharani. So when a fruit is touched by a parrot, it becomes more sweeter. So when Srimad Bhagavatam was touched and spoken through the lips of Sukadeva Goswami, it became more nectarian. And through Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna is giving the Srimad Bhagavatam for the people of this Kali Yuga. That is the only means and the easiest means to go back home, back to Godhead. There is a shloka in the Bhagavatam. Krishna swadham upagate dharma jana dibi saha kalau nasta drishnam esha purnarako duno dita. The Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. People who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So this is the beautiful arrangement of Lord Krishna so that people in the Kali Yuga can be benefited. Having explained the different incarnations and the different pastimes of the Lord to Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami is now on the last canto and the concluding chapters of his discourse to Parikshit Maharaj. And in this verse, there is a line which is very important. The line says that you will not take birth again in your form of your sons and grandsons. Now this point really stresses that nobody should doubt about the destination of Srila Parikshit Maharaj. Hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has perfected his life. The nine limbs of devotion, we know that one of them is hearing. So Parikshit Maharaj, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has perfected his life. So the stress is given on this verse that you will not take birth again. So we should not have any doubt about the destination of Parikshit Maharaj. His life is perfect and he will be going to back to Godhead. So hearing Srimad Bhagavatam has such a powerful effect that if anybody hears attentively, all his desires can be fulfilled. We recite every day Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva. So Nityam Bhagavata Seva, we have to do the service of Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees, in either individually or in collection or in association. We should read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and not only reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, we should also meditate on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I am saying this, but I myself am not regular in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, so through this medium I seek blessing that I can also follow this point of reading Srimad Bhagavatam daily. There is a beautiful small incident which is referred in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Narad Muni was going around the material world. This is after Krishna left the planet and Narad Muni came down to the material world to just have a look around. So he happened to go to Vrindavan, and on the banks of Yamuna he saw a young lady and two old men, and the young lady was crying. So Narad Muni was surprised and he approached that lady and asked, "What is the problem?" The young lady said that, "I am Bhakti and these are my two sons, Jnana and Vairagya. And because of the influence of the Kali Yuga, we had lost our youth. But since Vrindavan is such a place full of bhakti, as soon as we came here, I regained my youth. But Jnana and Vairagya, they have still not got their youth, and I am really worried about them. So you please give us some way where we can get back our youth, when these two can get back their youth." So Narad Muni said that, "I will go and find out the solution." So he approaches Lord Krishna, and Krishna advises him that you should have a Bhagavat recitation on the banks of Yamuna, and after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Jnana and Vairagya will get back their youth. So Sanat Kumar, the four Kumaras, were requested, and they gave the Bhagavat Sapta, Bhagavat Kas, Bhagavat recitation, and Jnana and Vairagya got their youth back. So this is how powerful the Srimad Bhagavatam is. Now why so much stress is laid on Srimad Bhagavatam, that we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna himself. All the six sampradayas, all the four sampradayas have given elaborate commentary and discussed about Srimad Bhagavatam. And everybody relishes the commentary has in their own sampradayas. In our sampradaya, we have the six Goswamis who took so much efforts and gave us this beautiful literature, especially Srila Jiva Goswami, who has given a beautiful description and analogies in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given so many commentaries on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So our acharyas have always stressed on the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have in our sampradaya the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, coming in the combined incarnation with Srimati Radharani as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And through his life and through his acharan, he has taught us how one should live his life. Through his life, he has given us the Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy names, but also he has stressed on reading the Srimad Bhagavatam daily. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, he used to visit the Tota Gopinath temple every day. And there in Tota Gopinath temple, there was Gadadhar Pandit, who is none other than Srimati Radharani. So Radha Krishna together has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit at Srimati Radharani. They used to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam daily. And what was the intensity and what was the mood in which they used to discuss? Mahaprabhu used to relish each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam, so much so that the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, Mahaprabhu heard 100 times. So it is not that one should just go and hear the 10th canto where the leelas of Krishna with the gopis has given, which is common nowadays. But the life of Dhruva, Prahlad, this is what one should also stress. And there are so many teachings. In fact, each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us something. And if heard attentively, that one word can inspire or induce or create an awareness in the heart of the hearer. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. There is also another pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was traveling from Navadvip to Puri. On the way, he entered the village of Varanagar. So in the village of Varanagar, there was a Brahmana who was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to enter at the same time. And Mahaprabhu, when he heard the narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam from the Brahmana, he was so happy and so ecstatic that he started dancing. And in the mood of ecstasy, he was dancing for 9 hours. And seeing the Lord dancing, the Brahmana was also inspired and induced to go on speaking the Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu used to cry out while dancing, "Speak, speak, go on speaking, go on speaking." And he was dancing and he was chanting, "Speak, speak, speak Bhagavatam." And after nine hours, Mahaprabhu came out of his ecstasy. And then he was so happy with the Brahmana, he went and embraced the Brahmana. And through his embrace, he gave him pure devotion service. And he said that, "I have never heard such a sweet narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. And from today, your name will be Bhagavat Acharya. And you don't have to do anything now in your life. Just recite Srimad Bhagavatam every day and don't do anything." So you can see from this story or this pastime that how much stress is given on and how much importance it is given on reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam and with what intent and what mood one should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then there is the pastime or the lifestyle of Srinivas Acharya. He is also one of the great Acharya in our line. We know the story that Srinivas Acharya wanted to meet and have darshan of Mahaprabhu. So he started running towards Puri. But as soon as he reached Puri, he got the news that Mahaprabhu has just left the planet. So he became very despondent and started crying. He fainted, he was unconscious. And Mahaprabhu then appeared in his dream and told him that you should go and take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit and go and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. So then Srinivas Acharya approached Gadadhar Pandit and he requested that, "Please help me and please recite the Bhagavatam." So Gadadhar Pandit said that the only copy I had of Bhagavatam is now washed away by my tears, because in separation of Mahaprabhu, he was only crying and all the tears washed off that copy of Bhagavatam. So he said that if you can arrange a copy of Bhagavatam, then I can help, I can discuss the Bhagavatam with. So now in those days, it was very difficult to get a copy of Bhagavatam. So then he went all the way to Navadvip, first to find a scribe who can write, then to translate and write the entire Bhagavatam. So it took some time for him. And by the time the whole Bhagavatam was complete, he came back again to Jagannath Puri. And as soon as he reached Jagannath Puri, he came to know that Gadadhar Pandit has left. So you can see the intensity of Srinivas Acharya to learn and study the Srimad Bhagavatam. In those days, there were no books or literature which is available today. By the efforts of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, today we have everything what we want in Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have to find anybody to scribe, no worry of printing, no worry of translating. Prabhupada has given everything. He toiled day and night. Especially at night, he used to sit and translate the Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because he knew that the people of Kali will be very, very unfortunate. They will not have time. They will not have the intelligence. And Bhagavatam is the only means of delivering them. So he toiled so much. And till the last breath of his life, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that the last pastime he translated was the Brahma Vimohan Leela. Before he knew that he might leave early, so he gave the synopsis in the Krishna book. So that importance our acharyas have given on Srimad Bhagavatam. Then there is another pastime in the life of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We all know the story of this Falgu Bhagwan. Now this false god who was proclaiming himself as a false god, and he was fooling people. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he went there. He was the Falgu Baba was a very, very mystic person. He was a tantric, and he had so much powers that he could affect anybody through his mantras. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur was bold enough, and he had lot of confidence himself, not because he was proud, but he had the faith in the Bhagavatam. So he carried the Bhagavatam with him at the place where Falgu Bhagwan, that mystic person, was staying. And he started taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And by the power of Srimad Bhagavatam, the tantric was losing his post. He was not able to do anything to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Although there were some health issues with Bhakti Vinod Thakur because the tantric was so powerful, but the faith Bhakti Vinod Thakur had in the Bhagavatam, that is what is very important for us, that our acharyas have stressed so much and laid so much importance on hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we also see that when Srila Prabhupada used to translate the Srimad Bhagavatam, and in those days one canto used to come after some time as and when Prabhupada used to translate. So the eagerness in the disciples of Srila Prabhupada to wait for the new canto to come, that is also really inspiring for us, how much they used to hanker for the new canto to come out. Now we have the entire Bhagavatam set with us, but how eager are we to pick up the book and read? So we should take inspiration from all this, that the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they were so eager, and whenever the first copy used to come, it was like they used to just take the book and get glued to it and just immerse themselves in Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is how one should read the Srimad Bhagavatam. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has in many of his classes has stressed about Srimad Bhagavatam, about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll just take some few points what Maharaj had said about Srimad Bhagavatam in his class. In one of the class, Maharaj said that Srila Prabhupada, when sitting in Radha Damodar temple, he was meditating that he has to give the Srimad Bhagavatam to the world. The world needs Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is their constitutional right as a part and parcel of Krishna to have the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada was thinking that Srimad Bhagavatam is our constitutional right because we are part and parcel of Krishna. And so we should not be bereft of that. And that is the mood in which Srila Prabhupada has written the Bhagavatam. In another class, Maharaj says that Srila Prabhupada understood that Srimad Bhagavatam is not just an Indian scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam is highest, purest and the most complete manifestation of transcendental knowledge which can elevate you to the highest abode of Golok Vrindavan and the aesthetic relationship we can have with the Lord. So here Maharaj says that Srimad Bhagavatam is not only an Indian scriptures. It cannot be tagged as a Hindu grantha or a Sanatan Dharma grantha. It is for the entire world. Each and every living entity has the right and should have the access to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the light in the age of darkness, and there is no other scripture like Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out sub-religious principles, Kaitava Dharma, cheating propensity. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches only pure, unalloyed, transcendental devotion to Godhead. Today we have so many means of accessing the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you miss a particular class, by the efforts of His Grace Vaishnava Seva Prabhu, we have the ISKCON Desire Tree. We have the YouTube, we have the Hare Krishna TV. So many things are available. We have Vedabase in our phone. So one cannot give any excuse that he does not have time to read the Srimad Bhagavatam or access the Srimad Bhagavatam, because you are carrying the Srimad Bhagavatam in your phone, which is in your pocket. So wherever you are, whenever you are, whatever you are doing, if you have time and if you want to read, you can access the Srimad Bhagavatam. But this was not available at the time when our acharyas were translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. And their intensity to give the Srimad Bhagavatam was so much that because of their efforts, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam now with us. In the modern times, we see that there are so many Bhagavat Saptas which are going on. If you go to Vrindavan, every lane, every tree, every post, lamp post, you will see a poster of some Srimad Bhagavatam or some Bhagavat Katha going on. In this age, conducting a Bhagavat Sapta has become a fashion. If so much Bhagavat Sapta or so much Bhagavatam is discussed, why are the people in this world still suffering? Why are the people not satisfied? Because the mood in which these Saptas are conducted or the Bhagavat recitation is happening is not as per the parampara or not as per a compassionate mood. So there are few points which I have, which I would like to discuss, that why today's Bhagavat Sapta Kathakars Bhagavat is not affecting the general masses. So it has become like a business. You learn few shlokas, you memorize some songs, you learn to cry in between, you learn to dance, and you become a Maharaj. So easy, you can fool people around. People like to discuss only the 10th canto without discussing the other pastimes of the Lord. Then it has become a means of livelihood. People want to do Bhagavat Sapta to earn a livelihood, which is not proper. So because of all these reasons, there is no effect of Srimad Bhagavatam on the general masses. Bhagavatam is so pure that mere hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get liberation. What to talk of? If one hears attentively, he can transcend this material world and go back home to Godhead. In my personal life, I have seen how Bhagavatam can give liberation. When I was in college, my mummy's mama, he was posted in Bihar. Now he was in the food government job, where he was examining the food, the ration, the food industry. He used to see the corruption in the grains and all that. So he was posted in Bihar. So when he was there, he found out that there is lot of manipulation being done. They are cheating the people. Instead of the grains, they are mixing the stones, small stones, and like there was lot of mafia type of things happening. And he found out the entire racket. So these people, they approached him and told him that you should not report this to the government or else you will have to lose your life. So he said that I have been appointed by the government and I will do what I have to do. So they, at one night, all these people hired some dacoits, goons, and they murdered him. And when they strangled him to death and they hanged him on the ceiling fan and they projected it as a suicide case. Now the police, everybody was, you know, with them, so the case was closed. It was given as a suicide. But my nani was not satisfied. She thought, she knew that there is something wrong. And she was a very pious lady and she used to, you know, attend so many Bhagavad Saptas and read Bhagavatam and all. So she decided that she should have a Bhagavad Sapta for his brother. So she did not tell the Vakta. She organized one Bhagavad Sapta for the close family members and everybody came. And then she got the photos of his brother and some other photographs of also. So when after 4 days of the Bhagavad Sapta, the Vakta, who was the sannyasi who was giving the Bhagavatam, he came to my grandmother and told her that, who is this person in this photograph, the one with the specs? So she said, why, what happened? He said, yesterday night this person came in my dream. He is the same person, the mama whom I am referring to. He said that he came running to me in my dream and he was shouting that, please save me, otherwise these people will kill me. So this sannyasi was looking around and he saw that there is one chariot standing next to him. So he told him that, you do one thing, just get on this chariot and the chariot will save you. So he happily rushed on the chariot and the chariot started moving and there was a lot of, you know, comfort and relief on the face of the mama. So my grandmother asked him, what you have to say from this? He said that because of the effect of Srimad Bhagavatam, if his soul was stuck somewhere in this, if he was not getting any liberation, by the power of Srimad Bhagavatam, he has got liberation. So at that time I was in college and I was not well versed and not very much acquainted with all this, but that gave me little faith that, you know, when I read now, I can connect it, that even if it was spoken, it would have been spoken with good intent, whatever, but just the faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Bhagavatam will deliver somebody or at least give him liberation, this gives me a lot of hope. Now people can question or people can say that Parikshit Maharaj was a devotee, he was a born devotee, and that is why Krishna saved him through the Bhagavatam. But do you have any such example, or do you have anything where you can say that Bhagavatam can deliver a person who is the most fallen? So yes, we also have a beautiful pastime about the story of Gokarna and Dundukali. Now if you hear this story, you will really get firm faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, that what Srimad Bhagavatam can give you if you attentively hear the Srimad Bhagavatam every day. So there is a story of the Atmadev Brahman. Atmadev Brahman had no children and he had his wife Dundukali. Now Dundukali was a wife who was not much interested in, you know, grihastha life. She was only concerned about her personal beauty and she was only wanted to look very young. But Atmadev Brahman wanted a son. So he tried so many means, but he was not satisfied. So one day he was so frustrated that he decided that he will commit suicide. So he went and was about to commit suicide and one sage appears. Now it is said that the sage told him that if there is no son in your bhagya, you will not get it and you should take it as a Lord's wish. So why don't you consider as a Lord's wish and, you know, just go on with your life? So then he explained him the story of the Harsha Shoka also, but Atmadev Brahman was not satisfied. So he said that, okay, I will give you one fruit. Now it is said that the sage was also the Lord in the form of a sage, but the point here is that the sage gave him a fruit and told him that, give this fruit to your wife And from this fruit you will have a son. And your desire will be fulfilled. So Atmadev Brahman was very happy. And he took the fruit and he came home. And he met his wife Dundukali and told her that, see, by the blessing of the sage, by the blessing of the Lord, now we can become parents. You will become a mother. Now hearing this, Dundukali was very upset. She did not want to become a mother because she was worried about her personal beauty and all. So she was thinking what to do. So the Brahman gave her the fruit and she secretly went to her sister's house. Now her sister was pregnant that time. So she discussed the whole thing with her sister and told her that, I don't want to become a mother, but at the same time, no, my husband says that he wants a son. So he said, okay, you do one thing, that I am pregnant. You pretend to be a pregnant lady and I will give you the son which is born to me and you give me money against that. You give some money to my husband so he will be satisfied. So she was very happy with the proposal. And she said, then what to do with this fruit? So she said that there is a cow in your courtyard. And she also does not have a calf. So do one thing, feed this fruit to the cow. And you can make out whether this fruit has some power or not. So she was very happy with the proposal. Now she comes back and she is very happy and secretly she feeds the fruit to the cow. And after the stipulated time, a boy is born to the sister of Dundukali and she gets that son and shows to Atmadev Brahman and says that this is our son. And so they name him Dundukali. Took the name of Dunduli as Dundukali. So mother is Dunduli and the son is Dundukali. And with the power of the fruit, the cow also gave a birth to a son. Now the calf which was born, he was having the body of a human being, but his ears were like the cow, Gokarna, the ears like a cow. So he was named as Gokarna. And now Gokarna was such a pious person. He was like, so much devoted to the Lord and very much, interested in learning the scriptures and studying the scriptures. But Dundukari, on the other hand, his progeny was not good because it was done with a bad intention. Secondly, he was not a child of Dunduli also. So he became a very, very notorious person. So much notorious that he used to beat his parents also. He used to steal so many things and come, and his mother, instead of chastising him, was patting him that my son is so expert in stealing also. And the Brahman was getting miserable day by day. He was saying that I had not asked for such a son. So he was really getting frustrated and he was chastising his wife that you are not teaching your son. So she used to pamper his son that you don't have to tell anything to my son, he is my ladka and all that. And Dundukari started getting encouragement from his mother in doing all these things. And Atmadev Brahman was so frustrated that he approached his son Gokarna. And Gokarna was a self-realized person. So he said that for you the best thing is that now you leave up the family life, go to the forest and give your life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he taught him, he recited for him the Srimad Bhagavatam and his father left for the forest. And after his father left, Dundukali became more stronger and became more notorious. And he started beating his mother also. So now the mother was also very frustrated that it is my mistake that I brought up this son in such a bad way. So one day she jumps in the well in the courtyard and commits suicide. Now Dundukali was free to do anything. So he got all the nearby prostitutes to his house and he was enjoying lavishly and he was stealing, murdering everybody. And one day he stole from the palace of the king. So now these prostitutes, all these ladies, they thought that the king soldiers will find out that who is the thief. And when they catch this Dundukari, they will also catch us. So better we do something and kill Dundukari only and run away from here. So all these ladies, they caught him and they tried to strangle him to death. But because he was such an impious soul, his soul was not coming out of the body. So what they did, they put burning coal in his mouth so that somehow or the other he should die. But still he was not leaving. And they strangled him, and finally he died. And they took all the wealth and ran away. And now because of such a ghastly death, Dundukari became a ghost. And he started haunting the nearby places. During this time, Gokarna was on a pilgrimage and he was near Prayag. So he heard the news that his brother had died like this. So he performed the Shraddha for his, or Tarpan for the liberation of Dundukari. And then he came home. When he came home, he saw a very devastated place. So he sat outside in the courtyard thinking that next day he will make the place okay. So when he was sitting there, he could hear some noise going around the place. And he could sense that some ghostly being is going around. So then he could see who is around. So he asked that, "Who are you?" But the ghost was not able to answer. So he took some Achvan water and sprinkled on that. And he began to speak. He said that, "I am your brother Dundukari. And because of my bad karmas, because of my bad behavior, this is my position, that I have become a ghost. And I am very, very miserable in this life. And please, my brother, you are such a pious person. Please help me to get out of this miserable condition of life." So he said, "Okay, I will find out some way for this." So then next day morning, he went to the river to take bath and he prayed to Surya Narayan for guidance. And Surya Dev appeared and told him that for the liberation of your son, you should recite the Srimad Bhagavatam for him. So then the whole village came to know that Gokarna ji is going to now recite the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the word spread everywhere and all the villagers, they came and a beautiful pandal was set up and Gokarna was made to sit on the asan and he was about to start the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the time when he called for his brother Dundukari to come in the Bhagavat Sapta Pandal. So when Dundukari came, he was not able to sit in that assembly because of the purity of that place. So whenever he was about to stand for some time, he was getting tossed here and there. So he told his brother that, "I am not able to sit here, do something." So he said, "Okay, I will do something for you." So he arranged for a bamboo. A bamboo has seven knots, ghat bamboo. And he told him that you go and sit in this bamboo. And they placed the bamboo in the mud and fixed it in the ground. And Gokarna told him that you go and sit in this bamboo. So Dundukari happily went and sat in the bamboo. They made a hole in that bamboo. And Gokarna told him that you see from this bamboo and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So now Gokarna ji started reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam. So after the recitation was complete for the first day, the first ghat or the first knot of that bamboo broke and everybody could hear it. Then the second day, the second knot or the second ghat broke. Third day, same. So after 6 days, the six knots or the six bamboo ghat broke. And on the seventh day, which was supposed to be the last day of the Srimad Bhagavatam recitation, as soon as the last day Bhagavatam recitation was over, the whole bamboo cracked open and a celestial being came out from the bamboo. In front of everybody's eyes, he appeared like a very bright personality. So Gokarna ji asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "Brother, I am Dundukari. Because of the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam by you, I have got this celestial body now and I am liberated from the ghostly body and I am very much thankful and grateful to you." And he fell at the feet of Gokarna ji. And during that time, a celestial airplane from the Vaikuntha planets, they came and they were going to take this Dundukari in that plane. And before he was about to board, Gokarna told him to wait. And he told Vishnudutas that this Bhagavat Sapta was attended by so many people. And so many people were hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. But why the plane has come only for Dundukari and why not for others? So, this is the point which stresses the attentiveness of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the Vishnuduta said that the attentiveness and the intensity with what Dundukari heard the Bhagavatam, nobody had heard that way. Many heard it like a story, many heard it like a pious activity, many just came and sat there. But Dundukari, because of his suffering condition, he was so much wanting to get out that every word, every syllable, he was hearing attentively and was also meditating on that. And because of this hearing and attentive meditation, he was perfecting his life every day. And in 7 days, he has attained this. So then Gokarna ji said that the villagers also now were eager that we also want to go back home, back to Godhead now. So please have a Bhagavat Sapta for us again. So the Vishnu Dutas blessed Gokarna ji and they went back. And so there was another Bhagavat Sapta which took place. And Gokarna ji again recited the Bhagavatam. And this time, because of the fame of Dundukari's liberation, so many others also came. And all the animals, birds, everybody, they were there on the trees. And this time everybody heard Bhagavatam very attentively. And the end of the discourse or the end of the Bhagavad Sapta, so many planes came. And now there was a plane for everybody, but there was no plane for Gokarna. So he was surprised. So he was thinking that I have recited the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all of these, all of the masses, they were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and they are going back. But what about me? So he started praying to Lord Hari. And Lord Hari appeared in front of him. And Gokarna ji started praying to him. He said, Lord Hari, where is my plane? He said that there will be no plane for you because you will not go on any plane. He said, why? He said, because you will be going on the back of Garudji. So he said, but I am not qualified to sit on the back of Garudji because it is your vahan. I will not board Garudji. He said, you will not sit on Garudji, but you will sit on my lap and go. So that is what the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Vishnu also told him that I want people like you to be in this material world, recite Srimad Bhagavatam and deliver the life of unlimited souls. This is my desire that you all stay here, that you stay here, liberate more and more people, make them realize about the life, the purpose of this human body, and then you will come to me. So this, just by hearing this story, you can know that so much hope giving it is that if you just recite, hear Srimad Bhagavatam attentively, meditate on it, we can achieve our goal, which is going back home, back to Godhead. When a person like Dundukari, he was such a fallen soul, a ghost, when he can get liberated, what to speak of devotees who are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day and meditating on this. So, with this story, we have hope that the process which is given to us by Srila Prabhupada of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam every day is really, really very, very hope-giving. Now, Maharaj also in his class has given some more points which I would like to discuss and conclude the class. He said that all benedictions that anyone could want to be achieved can be achieved by attending the Srimad Bhagavatam daily. Now, if somebody has any material desires and if he comes to Bhagavatam class with the intention that he will fulfill his material desires, that can also be fulfilled. But provided he follows the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam daily. And what will happen with that? If he keeps hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily, the intensity of the craving for the material desire will automatically go down. So in other words, all the material desires will go off and he will attend to spiritual life. He said that ISKCON is a transcendental institution which Srila Prabhupada has established for the systematic training of the people to understand and follow the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So every day we begin our day with Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we should hear like Parikshit Maharaj used to hear, and the speaker should give the class in the mood like how Sukhdev Goswami was giving. Because the narrations of the Lord are not ordinary. They are auspicious for all living beings, universe and planet. So from today's class we know, we can very well know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the means to achieve our destination of going back to Godhead. Because devotees are not only considered, or they are not wanting to have liberation, but they want to render pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the abode of Lord Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. So that can be achieved if we just follow what Srila Prabhupada and our Acharyas and our Guru Maharaj has given. So attending daily, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam attentively is our ticket to go back home, back to Godhead. So we all should take the advantage of this and make our life successful, and also help others in their goal of going back home, back to Godhead. So we'll stop here, and I would like to thank everybody for your patience hearing. If there is any mistake in my class, please forgive me. If I have spoken beyond my realizations, please forgive me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We'll be singing the Jayanilo prayers now for His Holiness Nitai Chaitanya Swami. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Huh?